Unit 1, Lesson 3.
Now, as you know, we are currently looking at ways to improve communications within the organization. Today we're going to examine the main barriers to effective communication. What are the most common barriers to effective communication? First, there are differing perceptions. People with different backgrounds of knowledge and experience often perceive the same phenomenon from different perspectives. In other words, financial people will tend to look at something from a financial point of view, salespeople from a sales point of view. What other things might threaten to interfere with communication?
Well, language itself can be a problem. I mean, you might not understand the language that is being used.
Yes, language differences are often related to differences in individual perceptions. Many different meanings can be assigned to some words. Many common words in English can have up to 28 definitions each. Another barrier to communication is jargon, specialized terms associated with different areas of work. What else?
I think noise is a problem. In the production area, the noise really interferes with communication, and we often avoid talking altogether, or when we do talk, we have to repeat things several times.
Yes, that's a good point. Noise frequently interferes with communication, and it's difficult to totally eliminate noise. You could try moving to a quiet area, or if possible, turning off the noisiest machines.
A bad telephone line is the same sort of thing.
That's right. Another factor for us to consider is emotional reactions. If we are angry, defensive, jealous, or afraid, this can influence how we understand messages and how we respond.
So, we need to start being aware of how people are feeling emotionally.
Yes, and get them to begin to talk about how they're feeling if it's a problem. Another factor is nonverbal communication. We're used to thinking of communication as verbal, but the messages we send and receive are strongly influenced by nonverbal factors. I'm thinking of gestures, body movements, posture, and facial expressions.
So we send messages in a lot of different ways.
That's right. Finally, distrust is a key factor in the effectiveness of communication. This is directly related to the credibility of the sender of the message.